I love orgasms. I personally play with myself very regularly because it feels so good. Because I can come whenever I want. You, though, not so much. Not anymore. Not until I achieve what I want to with you. An experiment of sorts that requires you to follow a bit of a regimen. Think how fun it's going to be my little guinea pig. Be sure to tell me how your progress goes, for science. In this series, Orgasmic Training, I have several goals for your cock. First, I will teach you to hold it in, to keep you on edge past where you thought was possible, and then keep teasing you, keeping you hard, keeping you under control, until you can listen to this audio, Orgasmic Denial, and not come for 2 consecutive listens, preferably over 2 days, and then you have permission to move on to where I teach you to come on command. I know it's hard, but it will be so worth it, as the longer you hold it in, the better it will feel when I finally allow you release. How good it feels when you know you've earned your orgasm. And then further in the series, I will give you multiple orgasms, and, well, a longer-lasting orgasm. My goal is to make you come for a solid minute, with just a word. And who knows where we can go from there, if you follow my regimen just right. Let your cock be completely under my control. At the end of the pleasure-soaked road, longer orgasms. Wouldn't that feel so good? You would be so drained. I wonder how long it would take you to move from your computer after something like that, to recover from me. But you know it will feel insane. Mind-breaking. So relax, get comfy. It's going to be a wild ride, and don't worry. I'll still be coming the whole time. I played with myself while I was writing this, thinking of your frustration. I'm playing with myself while I record it, because I can, and it feels so good. I always touch myself while I edit. The thought of you squirming like you are about to. Well, it's just, too yummy to resist. I'll definitely play with myself while you're being denied. Edging yourself daily for my pleasure. Now, settle back. Just shift around. You're allowed to shift any time you want to. With what I have planned, you'll be shifting quite a lot. Find that perfect position, you know the one, where you can just sink in. Sink into the cushiony softness. Let the tension flow from your body as your bed supports you. Your head safely cradled, staring up at the ceiling. It's so boring, though, really. Nothing important to look at. So your vision just kind of fuzzes, focusing in and out. Your eye muscles relax. Your pupils unfocus. Your vision fading in and out as you stare. Eyelids growing so heavy. All the effort you put into keeping them open is wasted. So be a good boy. Just blink. Blink again. And on your third blink, Feel how heavy your eyes are, but don't close them just yet. Keep staring at that boring ceiling. Your eyes grow heavier. They start fluttering, blinking again. It's quite the effort to keep them open. Keeping them open is keeping your mind awake, aware. When they close, your vision blanks, and so will your mind. It's a struggle to keep them open. Effort so heavy. It's okay. You've been good. You can close them now. Just let them drift shut. Blink one last final time. Shutting out the light. Shutting out distractions. Just let your eyelids drop down. Your mind slowly following it. Going down. Drop. Now, while everything is dark in your mind, your thoughts scattering, flitting from one place to another, mind focused on my voice, on me, I want you to really focus on me, on my most significant body parts. I know you've looked, I know you've seen pictures of me, pictures showing so much cleavage. My breasts are really just that huge. See them in your mind. Picture two huge globes of white flesh. Corseted, perfectly round, popping out with every breath. Hard little nipples just poking out from the middle. The bulging in the bust barely contained. Visualize them in the darkness of your mind. Blank in the backdrop. All focus on my lovely chest. Sticking out at you as you stare at them. You have permission. Cleavage on its own is just so hypnotic, so hard not to look at. Even just passing by, so hard not to stare as it bounces, jiggles, every step giving the breast a little bit of lift. Your eyes helpless, captured by the mesmerizing, moving flesh. Walking towards you, coming closer, growing bigger and bigger, encompassing all of your vision, all you can see, all you can think of. You want to touch them so badly, want to feel them rubbing against you, nipples poking against your palms as you run them over them, want, need. Feel it pulsing through you, making your cock start to harden, grow stiff, thinking of them wet, soaked through a white t-shirt, barely covering them, bra starting to pop. I can't contain them, but my breasts can contain your mind, can contain your focus, wet as I come closer. My eyes on yours, but your eyes locked, trapped by hypnotic cleavage. Full permission to look only leaves you more entrapped, helpless. Your desire is your chains. You could strain your eye muscles away. You don't want to. It would be too hard. And from now on, whenever a woman tells you to look at her cleavage, look at her breath, she will be able to control you for hours, as long as it feels good. The bigger the breasts, the stronger the compulsion. You see them swelling, my back arching as I reach behind. You hear the snick as I undo my bra, releasing it. The sound releasing your eyes, just long enough to glance upwards, to look into mine. To fall deep down into them, piercing into you. I step closer, so close now you can smell my breath sweet upon you. Stare into my eyes and drop down even deeper. The bra dropping down, hard nipples poking through my shirt as I rub them against your chest. Pert little nose teasing you, just barely touching, tickling, tantalizing, drawing you deeper. Warm, soft breasts pressing against you. Feel their give through the fabric. Unable to touch, you don't have permission. When it comes to sex, you need permission. Only I can give you that permission. This I can be anyone with breasts who gives you permission to look. I can be anyone you trust, you want, you desire. Permission to look takes over your control. For the entire time you are on the orgasmic training regimen, sex comes to you only when I say so. Only as I define. Permit it. Demand it. Your cock, from now until you complete the series, belongs to me. Your cock is no longer your cock. It is attached to your body, but useless for anything except peeing until you finish the series. You will not fuck. You will not jerk. You will not come. Except under my command. Exactly how I command. Failure to comply brings my displeasure. A sense of failure within yourself that can only be redeemed by coming back. Again and again. As many times as needed. Until your mind is mush. Until you are a blank slave toy that follows my directions completely. Now, throughout this entire orgasmic training, whenever I ask you a question, you will answer, "Yes, Domina." You will think it in your mind. You will say it out loud. "Slave, do you understand me?" "Good, good boy. Do you understand that until you have completed the series, your cock belongs to me?" "Good, good boy. Does this thought intrigue and arouse you?" "Good, good boy. I knew it would. I know you. Your secret desires, submission, devotion, conditioning, subjugation by a powerful woman over you, training you, making you better. Everything is better. Relax. Enjoy. Teasing. Denial. Tease. Deny. Learning what those words really mean. Touch and touch. You may touch yourself. You will need to touch yourself. For that, you have permission. No coming. You want to come. You'll need to come. But you won't come. It wouldn't feel right. Waiting for my pleasure is better. Makes the eventual orgasm stronger. More explosive. More pleasure. Wait for me. Like a virgin for marriage. An explosion of sexual frustration. More intense the longer you wait, the more you obey. Conditioning your mind to obey me. The words deny, denial, denied. Make your arousal grow stronger. Every time you hear them, every time you are denied. The word isn't necessary. The action is enough to send your pulse racing. Your need raging, your cock throbbing, your mind begging. Please more, as you can't go against your training, your conditioning. You have to wait for permission, even if you don't want to. You can't fight it, because you need it. And the more your cock throbs, the deeper you fall under my spell, under my guidance into lust and desire. Stronger and stronger, deeper and deeper, as it rages on inside of you. Ultimate pleasure denied, Frustration and arousal are the same thing. A burning in the loins between your hips, your cock twitching every time you hear them. Every time you are denied. This is your trigger. You want it more and more. The masochist inside of you, knowing denial will only make your suffering worse, make you want it more, make you need it more, need it, need to bury your cock into something warm and wet, or pert and firm. And through your desire, I step in. I control you stronger and stronger as you are denied again and again. Sex has ruled men for a very long time. Wanting to touch beautiful women, wanting to lock and to play and to come deep inside, go deeper. Thoughts of my huge chest still running through your mind. Giant orbs filled and soft, each the size of your head. You want to bury your face in them, feel the softness on your cheeks as I press them in. Nipples in easy reach of your mouth. Juicy and so suckable. You want to suck. The effect would feel so good. Satisfying. My pleasure through your actions. Your arousal through mine as I rub my nipples against your face. Your eyes closed in delight as they trace over them. Nubile firm, with give that gives into your face as I sigh and melt. You sigh and melt into me, into my control, my guidance. Sniffing, smelling musky boob scent, healthy sweat that fills you on a primal level, makes you want to fuck, to shove your face in deeper, deeper and deeper. You want more of me, all of me. Comfort and sex as my breasts pillow you, lining you up for the most intimate part of me. You are denied, wanting it more. Every refusal drives you more and more horny, aroused. Your face moving between my tits. Transference in your mind as you picture another part of your body thrusting through my soft flesh. Up and down, tits pushed together tighter, halting. A firm grasp trapping you as you breathe me in. A stimulation of sexual performance drawing you deeper, deeper and deeper down. A frenzy of moaning and grasping and groping. Thrown down, I throw you down onto your back and climb on top, trapping you, restraining you, my eyes locked on yours as your hips buck and pleasure is denied. My hips teasing, taunting, swaying just out of reach of your thrusting manhood. Cock jerking, wanting, denied. Breasts taunting as they sway above your face. Giant globes, you can almost reach the nipple with your mouth as I pull back out of your reaching lips. Denied. My breasts lowering from your vision, going down your belly. Nipples trailing light of thrilling feeling, titillating your senses as you strain and are restrained. Denied from moving as you are held down by my hands, my knees, my eyes as they make you weak, make you whimper. Breasts closing in, clamping down the sanity you have left as your cock rises to meet them, shoving between them in a desperation of desire. I pull up, denying you again. Your eyes lock on mine as I stare you down, as I pour oil over my chest, my skin glowing as I rub it in. So slowly. Glistening oil shining on my breasts. Shiny, sun-warmed skin as I rub in circles and spirals. Sending your mind deeper. Your trance is in lust and more powerful for it. Your desire sends you deeper, and the more aroused you become, the more vulnerable to my voice and manipulations. Trust in my will to contain and control you for the most pleasure, the best you, the perfect slave. Your eyes glaze over as the oil glistens on my flesh. Soft and warm and oh, so lubricated. Moist breasts lowering deeper down onto you, over your cock. Just the tip, denial of deeper movement. Your mind running in waves now, waves of pleasure, waves of frustrating, powerful lust. You would do anything, say anything, be anything, just to come to feel the reward of freedom rushing out of you in a joyous expression of orgasmic, primal fucking. Your mind cannot take it as the intensity hits you again and again, denied again and again. Your mind builds the pleasure and frustration like a physical feeling. Lust thrumming through your mind, building, building towards you do not know what. But I know what as your lust grows and your body starts to tingle as I move my body down, down, deeper over you. Covering your cock as it slides between my oil breasts, but you must not come. You cannot come. You are denied that pleasure, and the denial builds firmer and faster in your mind until you feel like your mind itself might explode, might pop. With the lust circling your every thought, you can think of nothing else. Anything else is nothing. There is only desire and need in my tits, my glorious tits, lowering down, down, down the shaft of your cock. As you strain upwards, thrusting into them as your mind approaches a turning point, an edge it cannot come back from. Arousal is trance. Frustration is trance. Denial sends you deeper into controlled, crazy trance. Moaning, glowing skin, the room and your vision wavers as it fades in and out around you. There is only me and you, my tits and your cock. A desire to come, but only when I say so, only as I say so. That is all that matters as your heart starts to beat faster and faster. You feel yourself approaching the edge. And I wake you up. Wake up. Abrupt, I know. But I don't want you to go too far and come. Wake up, slave. Feel the trance falling from your mind. As always, arousal still there. Put your hand over your heart. Feel it beating so fast. Put your other hand on your cock. Feel it throbbing so hard. I bet you didn't even think about it before you just touched yourself, did you? Even out of trance, my control sets inside of you. You're such a good boy. If you have successfully completed this file for 2 days in a row, well, now you may listen to the next file in your orgasmic training. Orgasmic Command. Enjoy. Be a good boy for me.